Thursday, March 28th, Liturgy of the Hours, Mid-Morning Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to our assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the Mid-Morning Hymn, O Sacred Heart surrounded by crown of piercing thorn, O bleeding head so wounded, reviled and put to scorn. Our sins have marred the glory of thy most holy face, yet angel hosts adore thee and tremble as they gaze. The Lord of every nation was hung upon a tree. His death was our salvation, our sins his agony. O Jesus, by thy passion, thy life in us increase, thy death for us did fashion our pardon and our peace. And now our psalmody, beginning with the mid-morning antiphon. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He had always loved those who were his own, and now he would show them the depth of his love. Psalm 120. To the Lord in the hour of my distress I call, and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful. What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrow sharpened and coals red hot blazing. Alas, that I abide a stranger in Meshech, dwell among the tents of Kedar. Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 122. I rejoiced when I heard them say, Let us go to God's house, and now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, may peace be on, reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends I say, Peace upon you, for love of the house of the Lord I will ask for your good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the mid-morning antiphon, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He had always loved those who were his own, and now he would show them the depths of his love. And our reading is from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 15. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession of faith. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who was tempted in every way that we are, yet never sinned. On a responsory, he freely gave himself up in sacrifice. He said no word in his own defense. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God of infinite compassion, to love you is to be made holy. Fill our hearts with your love. By the death of your Son, you have given us hope, born of faith. By his rising again, fulfill his hope, this hope, in the perfect love of heaven, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.